last night was I was reading my Bible, and I was not I had already read the scriptural reading for that day in Exodus. I was reading for just my own. I was just reading the Word, and I was reading out of the book of Jude, and I got to Jude, verse number 24. And when I got to Jude, verse number 24, I read that verse of Scripture. And as I read it, I just felt the Holy Ghost. I was not reading last night to read to try to get something to preach. I already had something to preach. But when I read that, and I felt the Holy Ghost as strongly as I did, I kept chewing on it, and chewing on it, and chewing on it. Jude 24 says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Jesus is able to keep you from falling. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. I want to preach tonight on this thought. Who says? Let's pray. My God, right now I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you, my God, would come down and that you, my God, would move. We need you tonight. Asking, Lord, that you would confirm the word tonight with signs following Jesus. And for it, we're going to give you nothing but the praise, the glory, and the honor. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated. If I heard Brother Strout say the poem once, I heard him say it 1,000 times. The devil is a sly old fox. If I could, I'd catch him and throw him in a box. Lock the door and throw away the key. For all the lies he's told to me. The devil is a sly old fox. If I could, I'd throw him in a box. Lock the door and throw away the key. For all the lies he's told to me. I'm sure that every one of us would like, we probably would say that he is a sly old fox. And every one of us would like to catch him and throw him in that box and lock the door and throw him in a key, throw away the key for all the lies. But we don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about catching the devil. You don't have to worry about catching the devil and throwing him in a box. He's going to be thrown in a pit for 1,000 years, and he's going to be in a state of suspended animation where he's going to feel like he's just falling and falling and falling. And as he's going down, I mean, who knows how far he's going to go? He might only be just, he might only be 5 feet down. But he's just going to keep feeling like he's fallen. Like some of you, when you have fallen asleep on the couch, and all of a sudden you're woken up because you're startled, because you're reaching out trying to grab a hold of the sides of something because you're falling. That's how the devil's going to feel for 1,000 years. Grasping and grabbing for sides, and he's not going to be able to grab a hold, and he's just going to keep falling, or feeling like he's falling and falling and falling and falling and falling. And I said all that to say this: the devil is nothing but a liar. He is a big blowhard. He can huff, he can puff, but if our house is built upon the rock, our house is going to stand. It'll stand the rain, it'll stand the flood, it'll stand the lies, it'll stand the sickness, it'll stand anything that he tries to throw your way. And I want you to see something here. I mean, I don't know how many people have sat there after this month of prayer and fasting and said, I wish that this didn't have to end. Who says that this has to end? Who says that we can't have revival? Who says that you can't live victoriously? Who says that you can't be something for God? Who says? You gotta remember, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the heaven. He's a fallen devil. Quit listening to the fallen devil. And he'll sit there and he'll lie to you, and he'll sit there and he'll talk to you. And that's one thing that the devil's never stopped doing. He's never stopped running his mouth. And the more he runs his mouth, the better he gets at it. And he can just run it, and he can paint the story so good, and he can paint the picture so good, and it looks like he knows everything. He don't know nothing. He don't know the end from the beginning. He doesn't know how the situation's gonna play out. God knows the end from the beginning. God knows how the situation's gonna play out. The only thing the devil can do is assume, that's all. He can assume that if he can get you pulled out, then he can assume what's going to happen to your life. But he can't pull you out. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. The devil can't get you to fall from grace. He can't get you to fall from the knowledge of God. He can't get you to fall from where you're at. He can't get you to fall from where it is that God intends you to be. And you know what else the devil can't get you to do? The devil can't get you to fall back into your own ungodly habits. He can't get you to fall into your own... He can't get you to fall into your old lifestyle. He can't get you to fall into your old, that old way of thinking. No man is able to pluck them out of the Father's hand. No man is able to pluck them out of the hand of God. We can't fall out, but we can jump out. So what do we do? Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. That's why the devil doesn't want you praying through. That's why the devil doesn't want you being in the house of God. That's why the devil doesn't want you being in the fellowship of the saints of God and the people of God. Why? Because when we're all together, it all works. It all works. He doesn't want, the devil wants you to try to act, you know, you just need to be a lone wolf. You don't need to be a lone wolf. No way, you need to just get in the middle of things. You need to say, you know what, this is it. Who says it's got to go back to the way it was? Who says I've got to go back to that old way of thinking? Who says I've got to go back to that old way of doing things? Who says? God doesn't say. He's able to keep me from falling back into it if I stay tapped into the Holy Ghost. Who says that we can't live in the spirit of the fast in 2013? I'm telling you, I don't care what the devil says. God is saying you can live in the spirit of the fast. I can keep you from falling back into those old habits. I can keep you from falling back into that old thought pattern. God is able to do it. For it to happen, we have got to keep ourselves in the love of God. We have got to keep ourselves in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. Don't let anybody pull you from the love of God. Don't let anybody pull you from the fellowship of God. Quit listening to a fallen devil. And you know what? Now, let me just say this. If you got to change, you got to move to a different seat. You're probably thinking, you got to move to a different direction. Why? Look what's down that lane. Who am I going to pick on? My wife? No way. I sleep on the couch enough. I don't need to do it right. No, I don't. See, now you got me to... No. Now... See, now I'm nailing myself because now I'm saying that I'm the devil and you're not. So if I came up to you and said, hey, I'm the devil, blah, 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 would you listen to me? No, why? Because I'm the devil. If the devil comes and just wants to carry on a conversation with you, you're not going to sit there and talk with him. Why? Because you know he's the devil. No, I'm the devil. He's not the devil. I'm the devil. Because you know I'm the devil, so you're not going to listen to what I'm going to say. But what happens when the devil says, you know what, he's not going to listen to me. But I can throw some people his way. I can throw some people his way, and the people that I throw his way, they have some influence. And so I can harp in their ear. I can bark in their ear. And they'll listen to what I'm saying, and then they'll just go ahead and they'll just say to the other person, they'll just say to the individual. You're listening. Now listen to me. Don't listen. If someone's not repentant of their sins, if someone is not baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they are not filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't care how good you think they are not saved. I don't care if it's your mother. I don't care if it's your father. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care if it's cousin It. I don't care if it's cousin Freddie. I don't care who it is. You are listening to someone that is living in a fallen state. So because they're living in a fallen state, it's easy for them to tag into a fallen devil. They're not afraid to talk with the devil. They're not afraid to. Why? Because misery loves company. And they want to pull people out that they think are... They're not miserable like me. They're not living like me. God's trying to do something in their life. How dare God try to do something in their life and not try to do something in mine? The reason he's not doing anything in their life is because they don't let him do it. So the problem is... We listen to people that are in a fallen state. We're not going to listen to the devil. But boy, we'll listen to the unsaved co-worker. will listen to the unsaved family member. But no, people will, they'll go ahead and they'll listen to people. And then they'll turn around and they'll go, well, such and such said. Well, so and so said. And it really sounded pretty good when such and such and so said it. And then the next thing you know, you're not thinking like someone that's heading somewhere. You start to think like someone that's going nowhere and heading nowhere. And all of a sudden you find yourself drifting forward. I'm telling you, listen, that is why what ends up happening, we end up talking ourselves out of the blessings of God. We end up talking ourselves out of the moving of the Spirit of God. We end up, why? Because the devil doesn't want revival to happen in 2013. He doesn't want to see a Spanish work rise up out of the nothing here in Kalinga in 2013. He doesn't want to see us make it to Avenel in 2013. He's going to do everything he can to stop. He doesn't want to see a fired up youth group in 2013. He wants to see... He doesn't want to see you operating in the Holy Ghost. He doesn't want to see you under the influence of the power and the Spirit of Almighty God. He wants to see you operating in your flesh. He wants to see you operating. That's all he wants, and he's not going to stop until he gets what he wants. So who are you going to listen to? You going to listen to the fallen, or you going to listen to the risen? When the devil is saying, come on, come live at our level. And Jesus saying, oh no, come up here and live at my level. You can do this. You can make it. I want to help you. It doesn't have to end. You can live in the spirit of the past. You can find out that you're stronger in February than you were at the end of January. You can find out. Praise God. Come on, let's love Him. Let's worship Him. If you would remember, when you get into a conversation with somebody, wait a minute, why is it that they're just some people, you know, I got into a conversation with somebody recently, and when I got into the conversation with somebody, my Holy Ghost sirens were going up. Whoa! This don't seem like God is in this. I don't think God's in this conversation. I don't think that God is in the solution to this. I don't think that God is. Am I the only one that... Run, forget it, avoid it, don't... No! And when you start, when the Spirit, that is why the devil does not want you tapped into the Holy Ghost. Because when you're tapped into the Holy Ghost, it's easy for you to, warning, danger, this ain't a conversation you need to be in. And when that starts to happen, all of a sudden you gotta start to stop and think, wait a minute. I'm gonna judge this thing right now. I mean, how many times you hear, don't judge me. You can't judge me. I can judge whether you're born again or not. Wait a minute, let me ask you something. Have you repented of your sins? What are you talking about? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? No. You got the Holy Ghost. Holy what? Then you know what? Nope, I'm not. Why? Because you're trying to get me into a fallen state. Jude is writing to people that are not in a fallen state. They are in a risen state. They are in, and that's why he says, now behold, to him who is able to keep you from falling. You don't have to go back down to that fallen state. You don't have to go back down to that lifestyle. You don't have to go back down to that stinking thinking. God wants to rise you up. God wants to take your thinking to the heavens. God wants you to tap into him. Let's love him. Now, I'm not preaching. I'm probably not preaching anything new right now, and that's okay. I don't want to. I just feel this so heavy in the Holy Ghost. I really do. This is the answer. This is the key. You want to stay in maximum victory? I'm going to tell you, this is what you got to do. Don't let the devil get you back to that fallen state. Don't let your unsaved family. Don't let your... Will you do me a favor? Cut off all your unsaved. There ain't no such thing as an unsaved friend. There is no such thing as an unsaved friend. Cut them off. I gotta watch myself right now. Because I'm in a precarious situation. Because I've been... Let me just veer off for just a moment. Let me just veer off for just... No, I'm not gonna. All I'm gonna do is get people mad at me, and I don't want to do that. The preacher's your friend. He's not your enemy. I don't want to get anybody mad right now. First Peter 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. When the devil can get you to go back into a fallen state, back into a fallen way of thinking, back into a fallen, then you know what? You no longer have a lively hope. You no longer have a lively hope. You know what? And the Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. That when you sit there and it's something that you're constantly hoping for, you know what? I'm going to hope against hope, and I'm still going to believe in hope. And I'm going to believe that God is going to bring it to pass. But if the devil can get you into that fallen way of thinking, then all of a sudden it's no longer a lively hope. It is now a fallen hope. And you know, that's why you look at your situation as hopeless. If you had a glass and the glass was half full, some people look at it and say, you know what, I look at that glass and I see the glass is half full. Some people say, well, I see it as half empty. The little boy throwing manure around. Man, with all this, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. People ain't looking for the pony in it. They're not looking for what it is that God wants to do. They'd rather just say, oh, no, it's not going to happen here. And it's no longer a lively hope. It is no longer a lively hope. Hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Not reserved in heaven for me, it's reserved in heaven for you and me and all of us. And then he says this, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Who are kept? keep yourself. Keep yourself in the love of God. Now unto Him who is able to keep you from falling. How are we kept? I'll tell you how we are kept. We are kept by the power of God. We are kept by the power of God. You shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. I'm going to tell you something. We are kept that way. We are kept by the power of God. We are kept. And when you look, now, I'm closer to being done than I am to being started. I'm just going to get done real quick. I'm going to make one good point. And after that one good point, hopefully everyone will be able to, whoa. Now I see why the devil doesn't want me talking in tongues every day. Now I know. You know what? Let me just say this, and if someone gets offended by it, then you get offended by it. You better pray through. It is time that the church build their lives around prayer. I'm going to say it again. It is time that the saints of God build themselves, build their lives around prayer. Instead of the saints of God, you know, just fitting prayer into their lives. Build your lives around prayer. If you build your lives around prayer, you will build your life around the house of God. I told Brother Jamie, just here. Brother Jamie gets preaching sometimes when there ain't no preaching. And I said, you know, attending church is habit forming. Being in the house of God is habit forming. Missing church is just as habit forming. And once you miss, buddy, it's easy to keep missing. And you can make whatever excuse you want to make, and you can just glass it over. I got this. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Don't get into that nasty habit. Well, it's just prayer meeting. No, it's not just prayer meeting. The saints of God are assembling together. And when the saints of God are assembling together, that means that God is assembling with us. Come on, get out of that stinking thinking. Get out of that fallen man way of thinking. Get out of that unregenerate man way of thinking. That kind of thinking ain't going to help you make it to heaven. So anyway, I went in and I did a study on the word kept. Kept means we're kept by the power of God. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. We're kept by the power of God to be a watcher in advance. That's why the devil doesn't want you talking in tongues. Because you get to praying. And you get to talking in tongues. And the Holy Ghost gets to talking to you. And the Holy Ghost starts talking to you about things in your life that are going to start happening in advance. Hey, you better watch it this week when you go to such and such. Hey, you better watch it this week when so and so comes up and wants to talk to you. Hey, you better... Why? Because the Holy Ghost is that watcher in advance. Kept. To mount guard as a sentinel. There it is. Jesus Christ mounting guard as a sentinel in front of your heart. Kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. Post spies at the gates. Behold, are they not ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation? And there they are. They know what's going on. They see what's going on. And there they go. There they are at the gates. And they're just little spies just waiting to see what it is that's going to go on. Just to try to warn you. And just to try to help you. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there. Figuratively, kept means to be hemmed in and protected. That's what it is. You're kept by the power of God. God is trying to hem you in. God is trying to protect you. He's trying to keep you with a garrison, so that no devil can come around. But there's some people that say, I don't want to be hemmed in. There ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. We are going to be under the power of someone. We are either going to be under the power of God or we are going to be under the power of the enemy. That's it. You can't say, well, you know what, I'll just walk away from this. If you walk away from this, you're walking into the enemy's camp. I'm not intending to. Well, you might not be intending to, but that's where you're walking. As soon as you decide to turn your back on God, you are leaving the presence and the power of Almighty God. No man can serve two masters. He's going to love the one, he's going to hate the other. And that's why things end up going on and there's so much confusion that's going on. Listen, if you are leaving the power of God, if you are leaving Jesus being the Lord of your life, then you're moving into the other camp. And you might say, well, I'm not intending to do that. I'm not... Pastor, I just don't believe that. Well, you better believe it. Because it's true. Everyone serves someone. They either serve God or they serve their flesh. And so when that happens, you've got to get to that place where you say, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like the way that I've been thinking. I don't like these things. I've got to pull away. And so now I'm going to show you something that the Bible says in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And there's some people think, you know what? If that be the case, if no weapon that is formed against me is going to prosper, then why am I defeated? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like I can't live in victory? Why do I feel like I can't rise above all this stuff? Because you're listening to the voice of the enemy and you're not listening to the voice of God. That's why. You know why? Because all you have to do in verse number 16, he says, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. So here he goes. He says, I want you to know something. I am the one that created the smith. I am the one that created the man that is blowing into the fires right now, into the coals. I am the one that created the man that is pulling out this instrument right now for his work. So if God is the one that created him, and God is the one that sees exactly what it is that he is forming, he sees the instrument that he is trying, that he is going to try to use to kill you and to destroy you. But then he goes ahead and says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because I was there when he was creating what it was that he's using to destroy you. And if I was there, if I was there when he was creating what it was to destroy you, then I've got the remedy. I've got the answer. I've got the solution. I've got the strength. I've got the hope. I've got the joy. I've got the peace. Come on. You
don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of what's going on, because God is working all things for your good.
Come on. Come on. Let's stand right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. But Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going on. No, you don't understand. You don't understand. The smith may be pulling the instrument out, but God's got the remedy already in His hand. God's got the answer. God's got what you need already. God knows what you need. And He wants to help you. He wants to help you. It does not have to end. 20, listen. How many can be honest and say, boy, I was glad when 2012 came to an end? Come on. Raise your hand. Come on. Don't be a... I was glad when they said unto me, 2012 is over. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what 2013 has in store, but this I can say, that we can all, it can be one of those things that we say, you know what? It don't matter whether 2013 ends or not, because we're just going to bring it on over in 2013 into 14. It's just a year. That's all it is. And we can be just as effective in 14 as we are in 13. And I can be just as on fire. I mean, that's why people just want to, well, I'm just going to throw it all. I'm just going to chuck it in until 2014. Don't do that. We still got 10.5 months left. And the best is yet to come. Why? Because we're living in the spirit of the past. Why? Because no matter what it is that the enemy's got our way, God's got the remedy. God's got the solution. God's got the answer. God's going to give us the strength to keep on going. God's going to give us the strength to keep on praying. God's going to give us the strength to keep on seeking Him. God's going to give us the strength to keep on teaching Bible studies, to keep on handing out cards, to keep on living in victory, to keep on telling the devil no. This is our year. This is your year. This is our day. And the power of the young people, the power of the Holy Ghost is in this place to keep you from falling. You're not going to have to go to Encore and say, preacher, give me the shot in the arm. You can be the young people that can be the catalyst to help other young people that are there saying, I need you, God. You can be the encouragers. You can be the ones to say, this is the way. Walk in it. Live for God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Job's friends. Job's friends have already said, well, why are you trying to do it that way? Why are you going to do that? Hey, Eliphaz, you do it your way, we're doing it our way. But you know what? Get out of our way, because we're doing something. Why are you having Spanish service on a Saturday night? You want to know why we're having Spanish service on a Saturday night? Because I was praying and the Holy Ghost said, have church on Saturday. But God, wouldn't it be easier if we just did a bilingual service on Sunday morning? It might be easier, but they ain't gonna come. So you know what? I'm not listening to Job's friends. I'm listening to God. Do it our way. I'm not doing it their way. I'm doing it God's way. Jesus say, Satan, we got it wrong. The voice of Jesus ain't going to say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. When he said it is finished and he gave up the ghost, his kingdom went down. Fallen kingdom. So, why wait for a kingdom that's already down to fall? It's down. And a lot of times we look at our situations and Jesus said, behold, I say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And we look and we think that it's there. There's a lot of times God says it's already gone. This is the way. This is the way I want you to go. Don't listen to your flesh. Don't. You got to look at that mountain as God sees the mountain. God sees the mountain is gone. You got to believe it like God believes. God believes it. It ain't nothing. So here we go. This is it. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to I'm not going back to that way of thinking. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to that life. I'm not going back to any of that. I'm going forward because God is moving forward. And if God is moving forward, I want to move with God. I'm not going to wait. I want to move with God. And God's moving. And God wants to touch. And God wants to help. And God wants to strengthen. And God's got a place for you. That's it. Sing something.
I'm on the winning side. I'm on.